Chapter 4, Part 8, Mapping Elsewhere, South Wall, Middle. If you're using the Dollhouse tactile map, we are moving from location D to location E, facing the south wall and moving left. Stepping back from the large washi print, I move left a few steps and face the work Mapping Elsewhere, 2022, an artist book displayed on a volcanic rock shelf. This volcanic rock shelf was commissioned by Mariana. Unlike Tyndallstone, which is mined in Winnipeg, this volcanic rock came from Mexico. The shelf has been worked and polished so that despite the porous, pockmarked appearance of volcanic stone, the surface feels surprisingly smooth, almost soft to the touch. The shelf is a uniform gray with occasional white flecks. Unlike most shelves, which are flat on top, this one has a small lip on its upper edge, which allows the book to lean against the wall with its bottom edge caught rather than sliding forward. On the top left of the shelf is a small triangular Tyndall stone, cut as a prism, with the polished side facing outwards and the three other sides showing the rough, craggy texture from where it was broken from a larger body. To the right are small, palm-sized pieces of unpolished volcanic rock with a slight red dusting similar to the wall color. Please handle these volcanic pieces very gently, if at all. The book itself, Mapping Elsewhere, by Mariana Munoz Gomez, has a glossy soft cover and is an edition of 45. The illustrations were all hand-drawn, and within the 45 editions, Mariana colored each one slightly different. Mariana reflects, I wanted to individually hand color the book, so they're a little bit different every time. And to me, that just kind of connected to remembering a place, and you might remember it a bit differently every time, or different things that come to mind might illuminate different parts of it. A complete audio description of the gallery edition is available as a separate chapter on the Yodo player and in the binder. For this tour, here's a summary. Mapping Elsewhere is a personal meditation on place, migration, and identity. Through drawings of stones, walls, gates, fossils, and landscapes, Mariana reflects on growing up between Winnipeg and Mexico. The narrative follows a walk through Winnipeg, where Mariana notices empty lots and posted signs, observations that become entry points for researching the Indigenous histories of both places they call home, learning about Treaty 1 and the people of these lands. A central thread runs through the book about stones as records of history. Mariana writes about colonial buildings constructed over Indigenous structures, palaces built over palaces, cathedrals over temples, stones that have witnessed colonization, dispossession, and resistance across both territories. The book concludes with a reflection on living between places. Although my consciousness lives on one island, I fly between the nodes of what I've come to know as Canada and Mexico all my life. Before moving away from the shelf, I spot the final washi print from Avalar Entre Rocas, this image a little different from the other six installed around the room, this one Mariana called their sky print while we were installing. This print is unique from the others both in content and in how it is tucked away and installed at 8 feet high above. If you stand in the center of the gallery and look over the 8-foot temporary wall, this print just peeks out above it. This print features a sunset without sun. Soft baby blanket blue with wispy lines of horizontal flat clouds in dark sleepy blues contrast against soft fading pink where the sun sets in the distance. It has a very peaceful, sleepy quality to it.